Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. Remax Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us on your ride home this Monday afternoon. Our guest is the editor of the Business Publications Weekly. It's called The Business Record. Chris Konecki has been the editor of The Business Record for nearly 5 years. Prior to his most recent stint there, Chris spent some time with ESPN editing college game day websites. He's been with The Business Record earlier in his career as a staff writer, and now he's back as editor. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Chris. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, looking at your profile and thinking about this a little bit, the business news and sports. I would imagine that the sports side of things happens at a much more brisk pace than what happens in the business world.
Business is always going on all the time. I think one of the things that even in business, there's winners and losers. And, I started out on the sports side where you'd write a game story, sure, and a preview story for that. And a lot of that same stuff is kind of happening. But the part of it that has always attracted me for business is taking a look at those trends, those issues, those things that are going to be coming up that are going to be impacting your business. Maybe not necessarily the stuff that happened yesterday. I was always kind of bored writing the sports stories, telling me who won the game yesterday. If you watch the game, you know who won the game, right? You want to know who's going to win the game tomorrow or how's the team going to do next year. And that's the stuff that's always kind of interests me.
So. And those kinds of things, we only can learn by watching the trends that are happening out there, not only with consumers, but also businesses. What businesses are popping up? What's hot? I mean, we just had a news story earlier today that another fresh market is opening up here in the greater Des Moines Metro. I think that's three or four that have opened up in the past 6 months or so. And that clearly is a trend in business.
Absolutely. We just had a group of real estate professionals in talking about retail in particular. And grocery stores are popping up everywhere. You mentioned the ones that are the Hy-Vee that's going in downtown. Grocery stores are trying to figure out how to tap into consumers and the new trends with organic food and fresh food and people wanting to know where it's coming from. I think that's something you're just going to see continue. And, you look at some of the efforts those grocery stores are making, especially with online grocery shopping.
Sure.
I don't know if you've used that before. Have you used Hy-Vee Aisles online? Not to plug anybody on the show, but, it's a new service that's out there that's pretty interesting. They deliver your groceries. So.
I love to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm a grocery store guy,
me too. I cook all the food, so that's me. I love walking down the aisles and picking it up.
You know, the thing about it is, and this sounds weird, maybe you're into the same space too, but I love, because I'm a marketing guy. And so I like to see packaging and what's new and what's hot and how companies have sometimes altered their packaging, again, to capture the trend of whomever the consumer might
right.
be.
Right. Yeah, I was talking to the guy that developed the back end of the website for Hy-Vee Aisles Online, and I was realizing I had an opportunity since I've been like a case study for it. I figured I'd give him some of my feedback, and that's what I said. That's what they're trying to figure out too, is how do you let people know when there's a new product or that new that the Hatch chili peppers are in today. Those are the type of things that they're going to be trying to work out to figure out into that system. But especially with that downtown Hy-Vee, figuring out how they can set that up where you can come in after work and pick up your groceries. They've already got it bundled up for you and get out. I think that's where you'll see a lot of those trends going. So
yeah, I was just at one of my Hy-Vee stores. I have two that I frequent with regularity. But one of the employees was walking around with a shopping bag.
Yep.
I said, "What are you doing, man?" He goes, "Online shopping."
So. Probably my groceries, I guess. So
could have been. Chris Konecki is with us. We're talking about business here in the greater Des Moines Metro. We're going to get into the Business Record, his weekly newspaper, in just a moment. Speaking of that, tell us about the Business Record just a little bit. It's been around a long time. Jeanette Larkin and I have been friends for years. What is the niche that the Business Record fills?
Yeah, so what we're really trying to target, our little saying is, it's not how many people we're reaching, it's who we're reaching. And so what we're trying to do is reach the decision makers in town. So that's going to be business owners, business leaders, the community leaders, the people that are involved in the initiatives that are trying to make Des Moines a better place. And our real job is to try to help those businesses and business leaders do business better. That's our little slogan that we try to go on. And so that's our guidepost when we're thinking about writing a story or writing or creating a new product, whatever it is. It's, how's that story going to help that person do business better? So back to those trends and those issues,
right,
and knowing who the people are in the community. We're trying to make sure that that you know all those things so that you know how to be a player within that community, know how to interact and ultimately choose people you want to do business with.
Sure. It's all about connectivity. You know, many of the chambers here in the Greater Des Moines Partnership consistently say you do business with people that you know and trust.
Right.
And so that's one of those tools that people can learn. You know, I think this is interesting because, as you well know, you're in the print business, mm-hmm. and also online business, but in the print business. And many people incorrectly believe that print is dying out, that mm-hmm. it doesn't have any kind of future. However, recent studies has suggested that specialty magazines and newspapers that are specialized and targeted like this continue to have strong followings. Your thought on that?
Well, at the Business Record, our circulation numbers have actually reversed trend, and we're actually going back up. And we're doing that without discounting the product or just changing our distribution list. That's a real positive sign for us. And the company itself stayed profitable even through the recession, which to me was always really interesting. That's one of the real reasons I wanted to come back. You mentioned ESPN early on. I kind of viewed it as this experiment. Why is it that this company, a media company, is so successful during a period when a lot of newspapers aren't doing so well? And, you know, when you think about that and you think about the trend, I think what we went through this period where the news industry went through a big upheaval,
oh boy,
right?
Yeah.
Kind of think of it like the parachute with all the balls on it gets knocked up in the air. And I think we're still in that to a degree. But all of a sudden, everybody could become a publisher. Companies could publish news. Individuals on Facebook and Twitter could publish news. And there's this just kind of a shotgun display of news that's all out there. And I think what people are really looking for is someone to help them sort through and wade through all those different things to see what really matters. Again, and that's where I think the print side of things can really carve out its space, which is you can spend time to try to digest or understand an issue, not just a 140-character tweet. There's always a place for that breaking news stuff, of course, but how do you really sit back and digest and understand the things that are happening? How do you digest and get analysis of the news that's happening?
Absolutely.
And I think that's where print, whether it's in the format of print or eventually online, I think there's going to be this retreat or going back to this people wanting experts and wanting people that can provide that analysis and context to what's going on around them. And that's traditionally been handled by print. I think that can happen in an online forum. Radio shows, TV shows, whatever the medium is, I think there's a place to digest those big topics.
Well, one of the reasons that we do long-form business interviews here, Chris, is because nobody else does them.
Right.
And it gives us that opportunity to spend some time and delve into the issues of business mm-hmm. Much more deeply than a two-minute slug, you know,
yeah.
on a radio or TV show.
Well, we've done events for a number of years, and people always think that events make a ton of money. That's a part of it. There's certain money, but in the grand scheme of our company's business model, that's not going to be the end all be all. We're doing the events because they're opportunities from the news side. I control the content for the events. I'm the one that puts together the panels for that to discuss topics. So earlier this year, we talked about education and how business can be involved in that process. And getting a group of 200 business leaders that have the capacity to solve that issue or work on solving those issues, that's what we can do with an event. You bring people together. We do a series of those all throughout the course of the year as well to tackle big topics.
And it's all about value. If you mm-hmm. can bring value to the marketplace, whatever it is that you're selling, whether it's a newsprint or whether it is self-weasel winding torque inducers, if you can bring value, that's important.
I always say that anybody can report what has happened, right? Like if you see a car wreck, now anybody can take a picture
anybody.
And put it out there. And now there's journalistic integrity and all those type of things as well. And there's some skills you got to know. But anybody can tell you what has happened. Who can tell you what's going to happen?
Right.
And I think that contrast is where print media has the potential to really find a niche.
Chris Konecki, ladies and gentlemen, he is the editor of the Business Record, longtime publication here in the Greater Des Moines Metro about business and what's happening in business. Lots of interviews in your publication as well. You spend some time with some of the civic and business leaders. We only have a finite number of those individuals. Do you sometimes run out of things?
No, I think there's always more. And, you know, there's certainly one of the things we strive to try to do is find – certainly there's community leaders that are involved in a number of different initiatives and events. And
sure.
That means, as the Business Tracker, we're trying to be a reflection of the business community. So if they're out and they're involved in different initiatives that they're in, that's going to allow them to necessarily be featured a little bit more. That's why you might see their names more often. That being said, you've seen the community growing over these years, and there's more and more people, especially in that younger demographic, too. We do something called 40 Under 40, and we've got that issue coming out on Friday, actually. And you'll see 40 people under the age of 40 that are doing amazing things. And once you've kind of been tabbed as somebody that's leading initiatives and doing those things, then that's when you get called, it kind of snowballs, right? You end up being involved in more and more things. So there's never a shortage of people. And if I had a staff of 100, we wouldn't be able to get to all the
stores. Well, from a strategic standpoint, it's really important that the Business Record continue that outreach to individuals who are younger just to be able to fuel the stable and future years.
Right. And I think you've seen the Capital Crossroads Initiative, which is nearing, I think, the end of its first go-around. I think they're launching Capital Crossroads 2.0, and it's a community vision plan that the Greater Mind Partnership has put together. And they got a number of people involved in that, right? And they talked about they had the people come in and do an analysis of how the first one went. And one of the things they talked about was fatigue, right? You've got these community leaders you're always going to. And so how do you find ways as the community continues to grow to keep having more and more community leaders involved in part of that process? And I think as they get ready for community for Capital Crossroads 2.0, that's going to be something that I was hearing the feedback coming in from was how do you get more people involved that can lend their expertise?
So. Absolutely. Chris, when you said something earlier when we first started talking about you coming back to the Business Record, it was almost 5 years ago. And 5 years ago was kind of a tough business climate all across the United States. Not particularly as tough here in the greater Des Moines metro because we're relatively insulated because of a lot of different things that are going on here. But did you notice, and this is one of the things that we noticed, is those businesses that continued to market themselves, do R&D, that continued to advertise and push forward, grabbed a bigger share of the market share while all this was going on, while other people contracted.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting when I was there. When I started there right out of school in 2009, that was when everything was going pretty badly. And writing those stories isn't nearly as fun, but when you're seeing that happening and you're seeing people having to contract, sales and marketing budgets are usually one of the first things to go.
And that's not, unfortunately, I don't think that's wise.
Right. And I think what I would guess as I think there's lessons to be learned from the last recession, and there's going to be time where we'll move into another period like that. And the question will be, how can you have your business set up in a way so that when those things are happening, you can continue doing the things you need to be doing in order to grab market share when everybody else. It's the stock market, right? When the stock market's low, and if you can buy at that point, you've got a chance to really, really capitalize later on. So I think that's one of the lessons.
So is there enough, as we come now to 2016, is there enough business news in the Des Moines metro to keep you folks busy? And I ask that for a reason. And has that level of business increased over the past 3 or 4 years?
Absolutely. The number of stories that are out there, because people are in growth mode, that means there's new initiatives. That means people are have the opportunity to look for challenges that they want to try to accomplish, even outside of their own business model. So you see nonprofits having some really good collaboration now. We've got a story in coming out in a couple weeks here about nonprofits in the area and some of the ways they've been able to collaborate. That only happens when there's capital to be able to use. People's time, so those key leaders in the community, if they're having to worry about their business because they're really worried about the financial climate, that means they can't be involved in other things as well. And I think what you're seeing all around town is there's a number of different initiatives and things that are always going on. I think you're going to keep seeing that continue.
What's it like having the opportunity to work on a regular basis with Connie?
We always say Connie floats.
You know,
she doesn't just walk. I said reasons to come back. Connie was one of them. There's an example of an entrepreneur, something I've always had an interest in and understanding. I've always loved the journalism aspect. I've loved seeing what she's been able to do, and everything she touches has turned to gold.
Yeah. Yeah, and she and Jeanette and the rest of the crew down there, good people, and say hi for us when you get a chance to go back. His name is Chris Konecki. He is the editor of the Business Record here in Des Moines, a long-serving newspaper that's published on a weekly basis with a target towards business. Business radio, business publications, why not? You know, it works out for us. All right, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we've got to scoot aside. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. That means, you know, that Tyler says we've got to go. He shuts off the microphone, and then we've well, then we've got more stuff to do to make sure that we put this out for you in the podcast. If you missed any of this interview, you can catch it on the podcast form. I think we've got 1,500, I don't know, we've got a bunch of them out there. And all you have to do is Google Insight on Business the News Hour. Tonight on the controls is Tyler Hackenmiller. Mark McDowell is the program director for the radio stations. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, produced, directed, and created by James Goodlett. You want some business music for your video or whatever it is, get a hold of us and we'll put you in touch with James Goodlett. Good stuff. For Chris and for Laura earlier in the evening, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Monday night. I know that time change kind of messed with some people early this morning. Take care of yourself. Be well, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.